Hey, roomies, it's Heather. Thank you so much for listening to The Dance Room. Make sure to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a nice review, please, please, please. And most importantly, spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your mom, tell your dog, whoever. We appreciate you.
When you got the urge, you gotta go full out.
So let's dance.
Welcome to The Dance Room with veteran dancers and choreographers Heather Morris and Ava Bernstein-Mitchell. Join Heather and Ava Flav as they share their stories, interview world-class dancers, and recap all your favorite TV dance shows right here on The Dance Room.
What's up?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Dance Room. I am Heather Morris, and I am here with the esteemed truck that just drove by.
I mean, aggressively drove by.
And Mrs. Ava Bernstein-Mitchell.
Yes. What's up, y'all?
We missed you.
We have.
We missed each other.
We did.
It's been a good, 3 weeks.
I mean, we've been busy.
We're here. Sweet Brooklyn.
Because we love you, roomies. And yeah, my daughter's here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging.
So if we have, a soft, sweet tone to us, that's the reason why.
Yeah.
It's because Brooklyn's here. And so,
because we're moms and it's real life.
It's real life over here. So this week we have Hakuto Konishi. I love listening to him say his name.
I love listening to him speak.
Oh, my God.
That accent.
Yes. Yeah.
He's also known as Huck.
Huck.
Yes.
Just plain Huck.
Yeah.
H-O-K.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. And God, it was so great to listen to you guys chat.
I enjoyed chatting with him for sure.
I feel like when I listen to you, it's like I am in general in question asking, next level. I just get really aggressive and excited. But when you guys talk, and especially you, it's just so chill.
Do you want to know something funny about that interview? So to be candid, sometimes we like to prepare. So we prepare questions. You know, if we don't know enough about our interviewee, we, look them up or whatever. Well, I did my homework and then I forgot I didn't list some questions I wanted to ask him. So I'm looking at the paper and I was like, well, this is going to be organic.
Well,
and it was.
It was beautiful.
We just went with it. Yeah.
I loved it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Because you seemed really in the moment.
Yeah, I was. I had no choice.
Yeah. That was it.
Just had to be present and flow with it. So yeah, that's
which
that's
is like how
great.
Podcasts should be.
Should go, yeah.
So it sometimes it's like, well, should I be a journalist or should I actually just be a podcaster?
Yeah.
Be a person.
Exactly.
And Hawk, our guest this week, is we all know him as a creative movement director. And he's definitely someone who thinks outside the box. As an example, you'll hear he does this thing where he writes down his ideas on post-it notes.
Yes.
And he puts them up on his wall. And so whenever he doesn't know what to do for the day or he's bored, he picks
one and says, this is what I'm going to create today.
What? So
I love
just
that.
A snippet of that. That token right there should get you excited for this interview.
Absolutely.
We can't wait for that. It'll be coming up in a few, but Ava and I are both so tired.
Yes. I think
I have such a deep voice tonight too. My voice is 3 octaves lower than it usually is.
It kind of is.
It
I
is.
I just realized it. Yes, it is.
People are going to be like, is this Heather?
Is this Heather?
Yeah. So how are you doing this week? What's your share?
Oh, this week, it's good. It's, I feel a little crazy. I feel like I'm doing the most.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. At some point, you ask yourself, am I doing too much?
Life happens.
Life happens. So I'm just
but
rolling with
it. But as
it
seems, it's like fall for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You want to literally fall, flail on the ground and then not move your body for 2 months. Cause it's time to just hibernate as we would be as an animal.
Right.
And then, for some reason in work life, it gets busier.
Picks up. Crazy.
But why does that happen?
I don't know.
Does that happen to you guys at home, in real corporate life? Does it get crazier in November?
Right.
Because there's deadlines or something?
It's like holiday rush hour.
Right.
Maybe.
I feel like it's a universal, everybody does
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I for sure feel crazy.
Crazy.
So you're great.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty good.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
But I'm doing good.
I somehow threw my back out.
No.
By laying vertically on my bed for no other reason.
Yeah.
I just started to stand up this week and I couldn't. So I went to move my body and all of a sudden I was like a table. I was flat bodied and couldn't stand. And so I'm fighting for my life if I'm going to use, What would you call that? What is?
I would call it a fight for your life.
Yeah, it's a fight. I'm fighting for my life.
Yeah.
Fight for your life.
Oh, yeah. So my back is out. I'm choreographing for the Suns this week, which was so fun. But you want to know what the most horrific part about all this is? Have you ever tried to swallow a pill without water?
Yes. And it gets lodged in your throat and you can feel it. Did you do that?
I did that last night.
You were like, let me gather saliva. It'll work.
I was like, saliva, mm-hmm. saliva.
It didn't.
Let's try it without. I looked at my water cup and there was, I like turned it upside down. I'm like, there's nothing left. But I'm in so much back pain. I need this Advil muscle and pain back relief.
Oh my God. And did it get stuck?
It got stuck and I had to drive home for like 30 minutes without it.
Oh gosh.
Yep.
No.
So even with all the craziness of my back and stuff like that, I think what put the cherry on top of the cake was anybody who tries to swallow a pill whole.
Yeah.
It's a terrible feeling. Anyways, poor me.
Oh, gosh. I will say I'm booked and blessed.
Booked and blessed.
I'll say that because I just started back like teaching dance and for the first time. And it went pretty well. I taught 8 classes this weekend. And you know, thank God for employment. And
thank God for
being
for
able to dance.
Bills.
You know, so I'll say I'm booked and blessed.
That's fantastic. It was a good weekend. I love that you teach so much.
Yeah.
And you work. You do both.
Yeah, I like it. I do
too. So, okay, I'm throwing in the towel with Dancing with the Stars once and for all. Because the moment I find out that Kate Flannery is voted off before Sean Spicer.
Loved Kate.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And no.
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 Just no.
Anybody listening it? No.
Yeah.
No thanks. Bye. I did also notice. So like when you're watching, so you think you can dance.
Yes.
Anybody who's at home who's voting for these dancers, you're asked who's America's favorite dancer. You don't know the celebrity beforehand. You don't know this person as like a famous person.
Yes.
So people who are voting for their favorite dancer.
Right.
And when the judges vote somebody off finally, it's because America voted, okay, well, I love watching them dance. I'm behind this person. Mm-hmm. And then when you watch Dancing with the Stars now and it's America voting, they're voting for their favorite celebrity, as you basically just said. And it's like, that is I'm not behind that.
Yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose of them killing their dance performances,
right?
Yeah,
if you're it's all in vain if like they're giving all these critiques and then America votes for Sean Spicer and he's in the bottom two and they're like, okay, well, based on your performances, Kate Flannery does not need to go home.
She was so great last week. I watched it.
She's always good.
Oh, man. I was impressed with her. I was like, whoa. Yeah.
So salt on y'all.
Yeah.
I love you, Dancing with the Stars, and I love all the pros. So I love watching the judges, but it just pisses me off. That's it. So goodbye.
Goodbye, Dancing with the Stars.
See you later. We had fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go listen to some Hawk Talk.
Yes. Enjoy.
Okay, but wait.
Oh.
Reverse.
Oh. Reverse.
Well, give us our word of the day.
Word of the day. Hit it, Steve.
Hey there, what do you say? Let's hear Ava's word of the day. Expand your vocab in a very fun way. Let's hear the word of the day.
And a happy Thursday to you. Here with the word of the day. The word of the day is rudiment. It is a noun. It means first principles of a subject. To use that in a sentence, instead of trying to skip steps, get the rudiments of the software program first.
The rudiments.
Rudiments. Rudimental. Yeah. I love that
Makes
word.
Me feel like I'm in college.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
Did you?
So give rudiments. Me all my bullet points.
Yes.
So then I can define them.
All right. Okay. Now you guys can enjoy.
Now Hawk Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, roomies. We are back. We are without Heather today. I know. It's so sad. I miss her already, but we will hold it down. In studio today for some fun and insight, we have Hawk Konishi. You may remember Hawk as the B-boy rocking a mohawk and cornrow combo from season 3 of So You Think You Dance, or from the Once Upon a Time hit show, America's Best Dance Crew, getting down with his Quest crew. But since then, he has expanded and made a path all his own as a self-titled movement designer, creating for commercials like Credit Karma. I love that commercial. TV, and even his own platform called AXYZM with a collection of visual projects. We are so happy to have the quirky, the zany Hawk. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Firstly, and we're going to get into this, but yeah. What does AXYZM stand for?
Yeah. So a lot of people have trouble reading it. It's, mm-hmm. it's weird, but it's pronounced axism.
Axism.
Yeah. Oh. It's actually easier once you hear it. You're like, oh, okay, yeah. I get it. But yeah, it's originally myself, Philip, mm-hmm. and Moon.
We just
three
had
of
in
us.
Studio.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. And it's like we come from a dancing background. We come from a street dance background. We then went into choreography. But I think gradually we started to notice that what we offer was slightly different mm-hmm. from the popular demand.
Yes,
I would say in the industry. And it's still sort of a gray zone, to be honest. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, what is it? You know, there's something, there's certain quality.
Yeah.
But I think what it is it's like a position that can exist between choreography and pedestrian. So
yes.
The easiest way I think I can explain it is if you see the flock of birds flying mm-hmm. in a pattern, they don't have the intention of making this beautiful pattern together. They're just flying as a flock, doing mm-hmm. their own thing. But from the outside, it's perceived as this beautiful pattern or this, this group. And I feel like that's the type of thing we like and we get absolutely fascinated by. And if we can adapt that to human behavior, I think it can serve a lot of people, and honestly, not even just limited as within humans. You know, it could mm-hmm. be objects, it could be literally anything that has a capability of moving.
Yeah, I love that title, possible. Movement designer. When I saw it, I was like, ooh, mm-hmm. it does call for a different skill and experience.
Yeah, definitely.
And I love that.
And I think too, in the demand. You know, choreography and choreographer, it's very broad,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like just because you can do one, it doesn't
satisfy
mean...
at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like it's a certain niche demographic.
Yes.
But I feel like if you're looking for that, it's like, hey, we do that pretty damn good.
Yeah. I didn't know you had anything to do with the Credit Karma commercial until I like saw on your Instagram, because
I love
that commercial. It's so fun.
Nice.
And to know that you had something to do with it, I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
So if you guys have seen it, it's the one where they're in the little space, guy and the girl, and they're like trying to like move around each other. It's kind of awesome.
I think that's a perfect example too, because it's like, it's not, I think it can't be too dancey.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Else, the magic is gone too. So,
well, that's the good thing too, is you're kind of beyond dance as well. Like, mm-hmm. with the stuff that you do.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, like just movement.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I've always actually been like that. I've always mm-hmm. just liked art and beautiful things. Mm-hmm. And dance was one color to express, mm-hmm. you know, that if I use my human body. But I love drawing. I like creating art myself too. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a blend.
Well, give us a little background on you, because I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I've ever asked or figured out why do you have that English accent.
I'm actually an actor that's trying to get an English role, and I'm really practicing.
Yeah.
So
give us a little background.
Sure. I'm 100% Japanese mm-hmm. blood wise, and I was born in Japan.
Okay.
But when I was 3, our whole family moved to England due to my father's work, and I went to the local school, you know, so everyone's mm-hmm. English around me. We lived in a tiny, tiny village. absolutely no Asian people around.
Right.
And then when I was 12, I moved back to Tokyo. Again, went to a local school. So mm-hmm. now this time there was nothing but Japanese people.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, culture what's shock. Going on? Yeah. And when I was 20, I went to a year in university in Japan, but I just kind of wanted to see the world. So mm-hmm. I decided to take advantage of the foreign exchange study abroad program Ooh. That they offered. And yeah, I came to California and I, you know, just really fell in love with the diversity and just the difference, yeah. really. So I quit my university in Japan Ooh. And then I transferred over here. And then it was either transfer into an art school from there or mm-hmm. doing So You Think You Dance.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was because technically as a student, you can only have a student visa or a working yes. visa mm-hmm. and you can't do both at the same time. So it was a tough, tough decision.
But I think I saw that you auditioned mm-hmm. the season before that.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
couldn't technically do it. So
right, yeah, right.
They brought you back.
So yeah, I took a leap of faith and 15 years later, I'm still here. So
amazing. And how did dance speak. Find you? What's your story with
yeah,
dance?
Yeah. So I definitely grew up on the opposite side of dance.
Okay.
It was, like I said, I was in a tiny English village. Mm-hmm. So I'm the type that grew up with like horse riding and mm. pottery and swimming yeah. and violin and, you know, uh-huh. stuff like that. And then when I moved back to Japan, randomly it was on like a late night TV show. They had dancing and my father actually he recorded it mm-hmm. and he showed it to me and it was just such a shock and yeah it was just like what
do you remember
this?
What it was
yeah it was this dance program mm-hmm. In Japan actually okay. that they had back in the day and it was just so unlike anything I've seen or experienced before and I think my brain couldn't figure it out and just that spark I yeah, got yeah. I literally started because I thought that, you know, if I can go with 15 years of not ever seeing or experiencing that, there mm-hmm. must be other people in the world
who haven't.
Yeah. So I was like, I want to give that spot to other people.
That's and incredible.
That was really just the feeling I had. And yeah, I just kind of continued.
Amazing. So you get to LA.
Yep.
Do you immediately go to So You Think You Dance?
I think... Oh, you know what it was? It was actually... So I was only supposed to be here for a year, mm-hmm. two semesters, and then go back to Japan.
Okay.
And then I think it was literally like 3 days before my flight back to Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
That Ryan from my crew, he saw about the audition. Uh-huh. He was like, yeah, you know, there's this massive... It's going to be a big hit TV show, mm-hmm. whatever. And he dragged me along. I really didn't want to go because it was really early in the morning. And the thing is, yeah. I'm going to go back to Japan. So
yeah,
I have nothing to do with it. But yeah, when I did it, he actually made it through first mm-hmm. season. And I got cut, I think, with choreography because I didn't really do too much other styles.
Gotcha.
And then that led me to doing it again the second season.
Mm-hmm.
And then I couldn't do Brian Friedman's choreography. And I was so gutted and just the feeling. I was like, oh, my God, I want to challenge myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then it kind of just snowballed from there. And
so then post So You Think,
yep.
How did you transition into the industry? Like, what did that look like for you?
It's interesting because I feel like I've always been in the industry but not at the same time.
Right.
You know,
right, yeah.
It's weird. It's yeah. it's
no, that's, that makes sense.
Because we had a crew, I think... Did we do it before? So You Think? We always had that. And it's just, crew life is really interesting and mm-hmm. different, you know, at least how it was back then.
Then, yeah.
It's really just like a family.
And yeah.
It's not for the money or for yeah, any, I don't know. I mean, obviously you want to get noticed, but it's more to just kind of make some dope stuff,
yeah.
you know, no, that's yeah. it. So... I think it was really nice that we had our group that no matter what, we can, you know, continue just pushing ourselves and mm-hmm. just building stuff, really. And I think that after So You Think, we continue to do that. And the producer, original producer that worked on So You Think, he had actually talked to us about the new show, which mm-hmm. was ABDC.
Yep.
And we actually tried on the first season. But myself and Dietrich, we were still under contract. With Fox, or So You Think.
Okay.
So they actually had to pull us out, even though we made it on the first season.
Yeah.
But that actually gave us a good time to
I loved that season.
Train more. Yeah.
By the way, I watched it all.
Yeah. So yeah, we got to train and like build more ammo, and we were really ready for when we did it. And yeah, I think it's just a mixture of being ready when the luck came.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like if not put in all those hours when that luck came, it just like goes right past you.
Yeah. True.
But it was just a thing, yeah, that we just continued working and got very lucky, I would say.
Yeah. So since you say like you were industry but not industry,
yeah.
Let's take it back to, do you remember your first job?
Ooh, first job. I mean,
industry job.
Industry job. Yeah. Outside TV, you mean?
No, I mean outside of So You Think.
We won't
call the competition shows a
got
job.
Got it.
So outside of that, yes.
You know what's really sad?
What?
I don't know if I remember. Oh, you know what? No, I do. Do you mean industry job in US or it could be international?
Yeah, it could be international.
My first job actually as a dancer was actually when I was in Japan. And it was the first audition I ever went to.
Ooh.
And it was for this... It's like a Japanese Gatorade almost called Match. And they just wanted these energetic high schoolers dancing. And yeah, I just went to audition just with the intent that, you know, eventually I'm going to need to get used to how auditions have run and this and this. And yeah, I got very lucky and I booked it. So that was the first commercial. And yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
You booked it right away.
Yeah.
Look at that. Okay, so your iconic hairstyle, how did this come to fruition? Have you always had it? As long as I've known you.
Yeah.
I mean, a variation, obviously, of sorts.
Right. So the funny thing is I actually, growing up, really wanted to look like the people around me. Because I think I was probably lost. You know? It was like, I'm Japanese, but I'm English.
Absolutely.
What's going on? But then sooner or later, you realized... it doesn't work, you know? So I think I always had this desire that was sort of conflicting inside of me. And then when I first came to LA, everyone was different, race, you know, beliefs and all that. And then it was a combination of that and the first year I lived on campus. So, and I was really broke, so I didn't know where to get my hair cut. So I literally just didn't cut my hair for a year. And I always wanted cornrows, just like... I was so Japanese in the head, so it was just like, okay, hip-hop is you need cornrows kind of thing, you know? So I think after the year, it was long enough to get a cornrowed, and I liked it, but, you know, it just itches so much.
Truth.
So, yeah, after that, I just started thinking, is there any way I can have cornrows, but have a certain area where I can have the luxury of being able to scratch it?
Yes.
And I had never actually seen... a shave right next to braids, you know? So I was like, you know what? Worst case, if it goes horrible, you just cut it all off and it's going to grow back, you know? And I had a good friend that braided when I was going to school. So I just asked her and we tried it and it was like, oh, it's different. I think I like it.
Oh my God.
And yeah, 15 years. I mean,
you're consistent.
Yeah. If I come up with a better one, I'll probably do it.
No.
But
stick with it.
It's
you. It's a staple. Yes.
So that's
what is the worst job you've ever had?
Ooh, it's so funny. I was actually just talking about it.
Really?
Yeah. Sadly, the worst job I've had was actually when I was in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah. Really sad.
It is.
Really sad. And I don't actually know where to put the blame.
Okay.
But basically, long story short, it was when I was working with LMFAO.
Oh, yes.
And we had this appearance on this music show in Japan with this really massive pop group, basically. And at the time when we would go to different countries, I would work with the different directors in different countries and, you know, send them the show, send them the song, these are the notes, and then we'll go back and forth with what their production can provide, you know, what will be good for this campaign, and just seeing with the ingredients we have the best thing we can produce collectively. But for this one, all the notes basically all got denied, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe they have a great, amazing plan. And we get there, and they don't really. And the saddest thing, too, is I don't know if the communication was done fully, because when one of my guys, he was doing, like, the trick, one of the stars, he was, like, kind of getting in his way, and it could... You know, it's really physical with stunts uh-huh. and stuff. And if you're not careful, like, people can get really hurt really easily.
Absolutely.
And I just, I don't know, I wasn't okay with that. And out here with, you know, with the, there's a certain standard and quality.
Yes.
So you would think, okay, that was the first take, let's improve it, do it again.
Yeah.
But it was like, after that one take, it was like, okay, we got it.
No.
Yeah. So I was really confused.
Uh-huh.
And then I was telling him, like, no, like, let's actually get a good shot of things. And they said, nope. So I thought, okay, maybe they have a great editing group
right.
that it's
yeah.
just going to, it's going to be magic regardless.
Be
and then I saw the finished product and it was crap. It
was
so bad. So I think I was kind of stuck in the middle too, because I wanted to show the people I work with here how amazing Japan
yeah.
can be. And I wanted to show Japan what a Japanese person
yeah.
could bring.
Yep. I understand.
And I wasn't able to accomplish either.
Ugh.
So,
yeah. Your heart hurt.
Oh, my
God.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, the intent for the artist to do that is to get their name known in that country.
Mm-hmm.
And it still did the job. You know, regardless of how
yes.
the quality was. So when you see that too,
yeah.
it just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
it hurts your soul, you
know,
because you care about your craft.
Yes.
Yeah. But
you would hope everybody does, but yeah.
Yeah. But it just happens, and, you know, you just have to take it as a lesson, and certain things are out of your control.
Yeah.
So you just have to keep moving.
Yes. Well, on to life. You recently engaged.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Tell us about that. I saw you're in Greece.
Ooh.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
Also, tell us her name.
Yes.
Yes.
So my now fiance. Gina. Well, we've been together for 6 years now.
Okay.
So it was about time.
Yeah.
But, well, I think too, the standard of
uh-huh.
society of, like, you know, you're together for 1 or 2 years, and then
yeah.
it's like, oh, you don't
you should
know yet.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's crazy.
Okay.
If you're picking someone to be for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not like we have short lifespans. It's not like 10 more years.
Yeah.
We got another,
yeah
like 60,
time.
70 years. So I don't know.
Nice to be able to go through some stuff with people.
Exactly.
So it takes time.
And rather,
yeah.
like, do that before than after
yes.
kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I've been, you know, thinking about it for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know how, when. I actually didn't tell any of my friends around
mm-hmm.
because I was so paranoid that
really?
I didn't want to put the burden on them that they might actually
gotcha.
Accidentally say
mm-hmm.
something. But
that was kind of you.
Yeah, but it is so tough because you have no idea if you're doing the right thing,
yeah.
you know, the right place and the deal. And the thing is, I think because we're in this industry, and this is a blessing and a curse, but
mm-hmm.
right after the proposal, I started critiquing, like, my own
the
proposal.
Oh,
I was like,
my
okay,
gosh.
Could we have better light
oh,
when
no.
I said it? And
oh.
The
that
delivery could have been better. And then, you know, you worry about all that just to realize that none of that matters.
Mattered, right.
None
yeah.
of it matters. But
yes.
I think it's just the nature that, you know, we have. And it is it's a interesting balance because, you know, in the beginning, I started really focusing on do I want to shoot it, how I'm going to shoot it, where
oh,
it's going to be,
yeah.
this and this.
Yeah.
But then the thing is, I started thinking, okay, am I doing it to show people or is it for our, you know,
yes.
that moment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a way to accomplish both
mm-hmm.
or I don't think it's wrong if other people prioritize,
mm-hmm.
you know, the showing side. But for me personally, I just thought that our moment just in that, you know, that time, I feel like nothing can be more important than that,
yeah.
you know? So, yeah, I think I did like a full circle with how I wanted to do it.
So you didn't end up recording it?
I did, but it's not.
It's
like
not
if it was
a,
for a job or a commercial, I would
gotcha.
Shoot it much better.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But so you shot it yourself physically?
I just put it on the tripod. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's really kind of just a little thing that, you know, when we're old and wrinkly, we can just see and just, you know, giggle
about
it.
That's cute. I like that. Yes. Well, yeah, congratulations to that. So,
thank you.
So what is happening today? Like, what is going on with Hawk today? Yes. Also, wait, how do you pronounce your, because Hawk is short for?
Hokuto. Or Hokuto is
the proper way to say it.
But Hokuto. Yeah, Hokuto. Yes, what's going on with Hokuto right now?
Yeah.
So I think the great thing with what I'm able to do is nothing is just so concrete. Everything is so different every time, every year, every month is so different, you know, because sometimes I travel to teach, I'm judging, I'm creating for commercial, I get to direct. Yes. It's all in the creativity aspect. But I'm definitely wanting to do more things where it doesn't just limit to dance. Obviously, it's just, it is a language and a color that I will forever use. But for example, I was able to make a piece early this year and I was able to show it at an art gallery.
Oh.
Yeah. And
which one was that? Because I watched a few.
It's a piece called Kisas where I cut thousands and thousands of papers.
Is that the one I just watched? The most recent one? That
maybe.
You posted? Because there was, yeah.
It's like a stop motion.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, okay, so with that, so you actually create that? Like, what I saw is your creation.
Right.
So you can do like graphics and editing and all that stuff too?
Yeah.
Sheesh. Okay, so, continue. What?
Yeah, it's funny because when I show that one, because I'm in the frame too.
Yeah.
People are like, oh my God, that director was amazing to come up with that. I was like, oh,
that's me.
I actually did it. I actually shot it.
Wow.
And yeah. And, you know, that is dance, but
it's beyond.
It's beyond. You know?
Yes, and for sure.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. That's
love.
What you,
oh
that's
my
what
God.
You love. Yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely love. And it's obviously, it's not easy, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it gets a little difficult with what commercial things would actually demand that, you know, to go that far. Because I feel like it's more like what can be done quick, effectively done.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Which I feel
consumed
like...
Consumed easiest.
Yeah. And I understand there is a value definitely on
to that
side as well. But the other side where you're literally pushing the boundaries of... what exists today, I think that's the thing I really get a kick out about, you know?
That's really cool. And then all the pomegranate series, like, so you do all that. So
that's
so cool.
Yeah.
How do you do that, by the way? Is it frame by frame? Like, you have to, like, do one and then film one?
Yeah. And honestly, I'm really happy that I have people around me that can trust random ideas.
Yeah, they're like down. Like, hey, they're like, okay.
It's going to sound weird and doesn't make sense until it's done. But trust me, I think it's going to be great, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you just do it. And obviously, it can always be better. But yeah, you get to make something. And the funny thing is, that's always first, you know. And then randomly, a year or two later, a company would see and be like, hey, we want that. And
yeah.
It's like, it's so weird and interesting how that works.
Yes.
And it's never the other way around. And I feel like I run into a lot of people that kind of misunderstand the order of things for that, you know. And the thing is, I think I was caught up realistically with that too. And I was really frustrated that, you know, the type of jobs that I personally wanted wasn't coming. But then I had to kind of ask myself, am I actually putting out things out there enough that the world can actually know that that's what I have to offer? And if it's just one or two, do more. Like, if there's 100 and one comes, great, you know. And I feel like it's really hard in this day and age, because I feel like every response is so immediate that you do one
that
dance piece and it's like, hey, why am I not getting the response?
Yes, exactly.
But it's like,
you gotta put in the time too sometimes.
No, it's the other way around.
It's not instant gratification always.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you get lucky. It's great, you know. But I feel like just the mindset, you know, when that becomes a norm and the standard, then it's like, hey, are you really offering quality to the world? You know, I feel like, I don't know. Yeah, because I think that's the most important thing.
Because if you think about it, like, industry-wise, mm-hmm. you get an artist, they're like, submit choreography for this project.
Right.
This is what we want to see. Versus if you're just creating what you love, what you want to do, you put it out there, like you said, then later it crosses the path of somebody else and they're like, that's what I want.
Exactly.
And then they seek you out.
Yeah.
That's... But like you said, a lot of people don't want to do that route because it's, I guess...
Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely not easy and it's not a massive gamble. And honestly, you can do all that and it could all be for nothing.
Nothing. It could just be for yourself.
That's why I feel like if it's not for yourself, then it's probably the wrong reason. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say wrong, actually. It's, you know, you're going to be sad.
Yeah.
Because if the goal is to get a feedback, then... Yeah, but I feel like I've been fortunate with doing projects and doing things that even if it didn't, you know there's a quality regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
almost just
You're proud.
Bonus.
You're happy. Yeah.
You know?
I've talked about this book before, but have you read... Actually, I did with Phil and Mackenzie. Big Magic, have you read that book? Mm-mm. You should read it. She actually said she was going to read it because she's heard so much about it.
Big Magic.
But it talks about that. Like,
oh, okay.
If you put it out there or if like... If you're given an idea and you don't manifest it, then it goes to somebody else.
Right.
So you need to, just do it. And then create. It doesn't always have to have a purpose. It doesn't have to have an end.
Yeah.
Just do it.
I mean, I'm sticking pomegranate on people's faces. Yeah, exactly. Like, it means
so
nothing.
Cool.
You know?
And I love that those clips are like 15 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
It's my jam. I like short things. And I was like, ooh. And then it was over, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Very effective.
It's just...
Yeah. It was just art. It was
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yes. If you weren't dancing or creating and all of these things, what would you be doing?
Not creating, any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like food a lot.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I think I would really be willing to study gastronomy, fine dining. I'm really passionate about that stuff too.
Very cool.
But you can't really do everything.
So
I would have loved to actually study that stuff. And I think it maybe it's similar to dance and art, you know, when you get to feed someone a certain flavor or a combination of flavors, textures they've never experienced before. I feel like that's, it's cool. I already like psychology, but I think I would want to study it more to like a professor expert level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think human mind is absolutely fascinating.
It's very complex.
Oh, yeah.
What does a day off look like for you?
It's weird because I feel...
Or are your days just off?
Yeah, I've been a freelance my entire life, technically.
So what's the day in the life of Hawk?
Answering emails.
Okay.
Recently, actually, I started working out on a schedule.
Okay.
So I've been doing, waking up at 5:45, working out at 6:30.
Nice.
Yeah. And then... I have a wall where I have a bunch of post-it notes of random ideas. Mm-hmm. So just look at that and be like, okay, which one do I
really
tackle
next? I love
that.
It's cool.
I'm so bad at remembering.
I write down everything, too. I have
just,
to.
Yeah, yeah, horrible. So, yeah, that's how
which
I do it.
Which one do I want today? Pull
exactly.
it off. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
And, I think freelancers is so weird because it really is... I don't understand the feeling of, it's Friday.
Right.
It's like, it's forever Friday
literally.
And also a Sunday and a Monday.
Have you ever gone to the bank at a random hour and they're like, you off today? I get that question all the time and I go, yeah. I just answer
how
yes.
How deep is this conversation going to go?
I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
every day.
It's weird.
I could be off on a Monday, working on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I was watching the show actually and, the guy was devastated because he was just laid off and... I was just watching it and be like, wow, I have no idea how that will ever feel like.
Yeah.
To be protected for the next X amount of years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that.
Our whole life's a gamble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's, I definitely don't think it's for everyone.
Yeah.
It's.
You have to have a certain level of faith and also just comfort. Comfort in.
Right.
not knowing.
Not knowing
or expecting. So
for sure. Yeah. It's definitely, if you want the easy route, probably not.
Get you
for
a 9-to-5.
Like, yeah. Because it's safe. You're protected. Safe. You know? Because sometimes it could be easy. Sometimes it can be the hardest thing. Like, if you're okay with fluctuating from one side to another, which I think I secretly love. You know? Yeah. I hate the stress, but I feel like I love the roller coaster.
What is your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is next for you?
A couple things. I definitely want to do more gallery work, where I combine the arts and the dance. I definitely want to push that. I feel like there's a lot of things that are shows that I've been to, and the actual substance and the quality has been lost. You know, I feel like it's for immediate attention, and the promotion and the publicity is great, but once you crack the egg, it's like nothing's in it, and it gets really sad. You know,
because
I feel like there used to be an era where that was the that was the prime.
That was the meat. Yeah,
and I feel like I'm sure it comes in waves.
Yeah,
so I can't wait for that to come again.
It's
exciting.
Agree.
You know,
I think it's a feeling a lot of people are feeling. Yeah,
and I've been talking with Philip, actually, that we, as actors, and we want to start from next year, January, we want to start punching out some
stuff. I can't wait. I'm a fan. Man.
Yeah.
It's good quality stuff.
Yeah. And I actually want to start teaching more on creativity, actually. Yeah.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. And it's just really... I think whether it be my solo stuff or crew or outside of dance, I think that's been the key ingredient, like the secret sauce that I've been able to apply, you know, because there's so many dancers in the world and in LA, and I'm like, how am I able to have a career, you know? And I think it really is the ability of seeing things from a different perspective, and I just think it's definitely not an immediate thing for most people, but I honestly just think if I can do it, anyone else.
That's
be
a workshop
able to do
I would attend.
Yeah,
that's great.
And it's really, it's pretty simple. It's just changing how you perceive things, you know.
But you know how hard that is.
Yeah, I think
people take a long time to change their perception.
Right.
So yeah, it's a.
And I think I've actually. It was so, I guess, random and a coincidence that I see it. But the way I grew up, I had to do that, you know? I couldn't just be Japanese. I couldn't just be English. I had to always be aware of the other person and how they're perceiving me. And do I need to be on this side or do I need to be on this
side? Welcome to minorityhood.
And it's just, it's been my second nature since I was young. And I think it actually transferred really well with what I do, you know? And, it's just building a habit. And I think it's interesting when you get to teach that and you share it and their mind opens up. Because honestly, when you get to see the same thing but from a different perspective, your world just doubles inside you, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I look forward to knowing more about that.
Definitely.
Like, if you do end up doing the class, I'll be a student for sure.
I shall post
it. Well, we like to do rapid fire questions.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bow,
so,
bow, bow.
Yeah, pop them out. I want to add a little, you know.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Little more.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? Help me, Steve.
Jewish chutzpah pizzazz.
Whoa.
I'm looking for like intensity. I don't know. Something like that. Two.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a timer, is what I'm saying. You get 1 minute to answer 15 questions.
Oh, for the entire thing?
Yeah.
So is it like one word, like one question, one word, da-da, machine gun?
Yes, I say it, you throw it out. Yes.
Oh, God, okay. All right.
Okay.
Actually timing,
I
too.
Am,
oh, you don't play.
Okay. Ready? Here we go. Dark or light chocolate?
Milk.
Thank you. That's what I start. Dark or milk?
Light chocolate.
Light chocolate? That was hilarious. Okay. Suburb or city?
Oof. City?
New York or LA?
LA.
Summer or fall?
Summer.
Favorite era?
Now. I don't know.
Sparkling or flat water?
Oh, flat.
Your house is on fire. You got to get three things and leave. What are those three things?
Dog, laptop, hard drive.
Nice. How's, who would play you in a biopic of your life?
Oh, I don't know. The Rock.
What song is in rotation right now, or what is your favorite song?
Any song, Pretty Sister or Caravan Palace.
Okay. What's your vice?
What does that mean?
What is a habit you have, or like alcohol or food or...
Next.
Pass.
Pass. I'll come back to it.
It's okay. Your remaining questions would have been coffee or tea?
Tea.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers.
Shower or bath?
Bath.
Ooh.
I love bath.
Aisle or window seat?
Oh, window.
Nice.
Easy.
I'm an aisle girl.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when the thing always like hits
it's
my
true.
Leg.
I do get hit a lot. But...
Did I run out of time that I can answer those last three questions? It was Vice. You know, every once in a while, I don't know certain words.
Yeah. Which surprised me because you're very articulate and very smart.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But, you know, it happens.
Wait, what is that then?
A vice? Yeah.
Something you do, you said.
Like coffee could be your vice. Alcohol could be my vice.
Is it good
right?
or bad?
Yeah.
Or is it just a...
A vice is usually not good.
Oh. Mm. Okay.
You know, relatively. Steve, chime in.
A vice, like kind of like a bad habit, something that can stifle you, your kryptonite.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say Spice Girls, but that's definitely not bad. That's definitely
but
good.
But that could be your kryptonite.
Spice Girls. I don't know.
Oh, I love that. Well, anything you want to share with us or ask me? I say us, like... I'm talking about the viewers, though. I really feel they are part of us, our roomies, so I say us.
Right.
But anything you want to share or ask or tell?
I mean, a lot of the people who listen to dancers, are they?
And non-dancers, though. We get a little bit of that, too.
Interesting.
So, yes.
I don't know how deep we want to go into this.
Deep.
Really?
We like to dig. We keep it light.
Are you
we keep it heavy. I'm sure.
Okay. Well, I think the motto I always
love a
motto
go share by it for us.
Is, it's going to start off, is he saying something dark? But if not really.
Okay.
So I think it's really important to understand that you're going to die one day.
Yeah.
You know? And I think to understand, and I don't think that's a bad thing. You know?
No.
I think because that exists,
inevitable.
You get to appreciate when you exist, you know?
Yes.
And I think it also helps you not taking things for granted. Like us being able to chat and it's sunny outside.
I know.
It's amazing.
You're right.
You know?
You're right.
And who knows that when that's going to be taken away. So I feel like
I just
appreciate with all aspect, you know, your family around you, friends, what you do, your ability, the fact that you can think of that. I think you want to make sure that you appreciate and you thank it. And it's just, I believe it's a bigger existence than you. And if you don't live it to its full potential, you're sort of doing that a disrespect, you know?
I agree with you fully. Because I always say, your gift is not just about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you have to offer is supposed to be given out to the world.
Like, your potential of what you could be. If you don't do that, then, you know, come on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think... and it can apply to everyone. Whether you're... starting dance, you in the industry where you don't even dance at all, you just have your own life with what you do, you know. I think it can really be applied to everyone, and I just think we're all in it together, you know. Have the best life you can ever live, you know, with your own version, and you know, just have fun with the ride, that's all.
Well, with that being said, what advice would you give your younger self, your child self?
Honestly, do exactly the way you think you're gonna do.
I love it.
Yeah, because the thing is, even if I in a parallel universe, if I have a different path, there's gonna be things I could have done and would have done, and there's endless possibilities of that. You know, you might fix one thing, but then two things might be messed up in the course. So yeah, I think if I would be reborn and live this life again, I'd probably do exactly the same.
Way to live a life. And on that note, thank you.
Thank you for
gracing us with your presence.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry I missed out, Heather.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to The Dance Room. Get new episodes every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. Follow me at Heather Elizabeth. That's Heather with two R's at the end, Elizabeth with two H's. Don't ask, it's just a mess. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Heather Morris TV.
And you can follow me, Ava, at AvaFlav1, that's the number, not the word, on Instagram.
Make sure to subscribe and leave a nice rating and a 5-star review.
And make sure to spread the word.
Spread that word.
See you next week.
See ya.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.